Good afternoon, Ravens fans. Welcome to BaltimoreRavens.com. We're doing our first ever Ravens Google Hangout. We have a few fans here on the line with first-round draft pick, linebacker out of Alabama, C.J. Mosley. C.J., say hello to everybody out there.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Good, how are you?
Very good.
So we're going to kick things off. We're going to be taking fans' questions from Twitter. If you want to get involved and ask CJ a question, you can tweet using the hashtag AskMosley, and we'll get to a few of those in a minute. But let's get things kicked off with Brad Dotson here. Brad, you've got the first question for CJ.
All right, CJ, how you doing?
How you doing?
All right. You probably know it, but the Ravens have a very rich history of success, especially on defense, especially with future Hall of Famers like Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. What does it mean to you to come to this respected and accomplished organization, and do you feel any pressure to fill the shoes of other players that came before you?
Well, being at Alabama is all about the tradition, just like it is here at Baltimore, and it's about being strong on defense and having great linebackers. So me adding on to the tradition here is just an honor for me, and there's going to be pressure everywhere you go, so I just have to do my job and try not to make any mistakes and just be the best player I can be.
Sure. Great.
Thanks so much. David August, you have the next question for CJ.
Hey, CJ, how you doing?
How you doing?
Basically, what I wanted to ask you was, with the AFC North being a division with great strength at the tight end position, especially with large Pro Bowl caliber tight ends at that, what do you see as your toughest challenge stepping up in pass coverage at the NFL level to meet the daunting task of covering ones frequently like Cameron, Eifert, and Miller twice each year?
That's one of the reasons why they picked me. That's the same thing Ozzie told me. Said, when you come in, be ready to cover some tight ends. And me going through my 4 years of college, everybody knew I was a great cover linebacker, so I just have to prove what everybody's been talking about.
Good to go.
All right, we're going to take a question from Twitter right now. One of our fans, at FitRainer, he tweeted to C.J. Mosley, "You were wearing a purple pattern bow tie last night at the draft. Were you pretty sure you were going to the Ravens?"
Well, in the back of my mind, I wanted to go, but bow tie had nothing to do with the Ravens, though.
All right, let's get one more in here. A lot of fans were asking this one, but we'll read the one from at NCassano28. He said, "The last inside linebacker drafted by the Ravens in the first round was Ray Lewis in 96. You probably have heard that by now. Do you feel that you can continue his legacy in Baltimore?
Well, Ray Lewis is just a one-of-a-kind guy. No, can't be replaced. Probably should retire his jersey soon. So, I mean, I'm just coming in and do whatever I can to help this defense, to help this team win. Okay, that's what this team's all about. I know they're going to be hungry. I didn't make the playoffs this past year. So I already know what kind of environment I'm about to be in because I'm still at Alabama. So I'm just ready to put in the work and help this defense be great.
Excellent. Let's go back to the Google Hangout participants. Caitlin Carroll, you've got the next question for CJ.
All right. Well, before I start, just to say welcome to the Ravens. And, you know, I'm working downtown this summer, so my mom said to let you know that if you ever need to be shown around, I'm welcome to do it. And also, do you have any interesting hobbies outside the Ravens, or do you do anything – actually, I'll ask that one. Do you do anything special, maybe pre- or post-game, that helps you get amped up or helps you relax afterwards, or is like a good luck kind of thing?
I mean, really, since I'm not in school anymore, and when I'm done with football, I guess I'll pick up some new hobby, but right now, just playing the game and watching cartoons, really.
What's your favorite cartoon, CJ?
Well, my top three are Tom and Jerry, Family Guy, and SpongeBob.
Nice.
Awesome. Let's go over to Leon Smith with the next question.
Well, first I want to welcome you to the Ravens. You know what I'm saying? I'll be hype about you. I'm going to keep up with your stat.
Yeah.
But my first question is, do you think you'll be an impact player right away?
I have all the tools to be, and it's really up to me. I have to come in, put in the work, earn respect to my peers and the coaches, and if it's God willing, I'll be the player that everybody thinks I am. Appreciate it.
We'll take it back over to Twitter now. This question comes from at Kathy Ridings. She says, first, congrats and welcome to Baltimore. And she is wondering, what was going through your head the moment that you got the call from Ozzie?
It really just relief, you know. I've been waiting in the room. It's starting to get hot with all the lights back there. Seeing people crying and things like that. You just, at a certain time, you're just ready to get it over with. So it's been a long time, always since our last bowl game in January, and it's finally over right now, and I can get back to football.
Awesome. Another Twitter question from at James T. Gardner. He says, and I'm sure that you'll enjoy answering this one, he says, how do you feel about being another Alabama player joining the Ravens defense? And he asks, are you ready to rejoin Upshaw?
Yeah, man, I missed him. It's him setting that edge back in my freshman and sophomore year, but it just shows that every year that Alabama has great players and that Coach Saban and all the coaching staff and faculty members down there do a great job of getting Alabama football players in the right position to be great in the NFL.
Excellent. We'll take it back to the hangout here. Zach Morrow, you have the next question for CJ.
All right, CJ, welcome on behalf of all the California Ravens fans out here. We'll be waiting for you guys when you work your way over here on the West Coast. But just kind of wanted to touch base. You guys, you had a big rivalry back in college with Auburn, and so just kind of want to get your thoughts on what you think about this rivalry you just joined here with the with our friends from Pittsburgh, kind of how excited you are to get going in that game.
I'm ready to see how it's going to be. You know, you always hear about it when they play each other. It's always physical from way back in the day. So now to be a part of it, I guess I can relate that to the Alabama and Auburn. So I mean, I'm just ready for it.
You know, that's a great segue into another tweet that I just saw come in from a fan who was asking, Manziel, Big Ben, Dalton, who's going to be your favorite target in the AFC North? There's a lot to choose from.
I guess I'm going to go back with Johnny. So, I mean, I played with him. I played against him 2 years, and both games was a battle. And he's just an exciting player to watch and to play against. I mean, he know how to make plays, and I wish him the best in his career in the NFL.
Yeah, well, and we'll look forward to seeing that matchup twice a season. Since we have a little bit of extra time, CJ's going to have to run soon. I'm going to kick it back to Brad for one more question from our Google Hangout here.
Okay. If there's, like, one thing that you want Ravens fans to know about you, what would it be? And what do you think you bring to this organization? And more importantly, what do you think you bring to the community?
Well, first coming from humble home, going to church all the time, just know that I'm not going to be the one to cause trouble in the community. I was always taught to give back. I was deep into our FCA, so Fellowship of Christian Athletes, in high school and in college at Alabama. So as far as off the field standpoint, whatever I have to do in the community just to give back to the young children or to whoever, I'll be able to do that, and I'm willing to do that. As far as being a football player, the five things we always talk about at Alabama, being disciplined, have a commitment, and just being loyal, really. Coach Saban do a good job of teaching us how to be men on the field and off the field. So, I mean, I want to win. So that's why I'm here, and that's why they got me.
Well, welcome to Baltimore, and I think we're going to love you a lot. So,
yeah. Thanks for having me.
We're excited.
Yep. And we have one more question, actually. Richard, you joined a little bit late in the chat here. Do you want to get your question in for CJ? Oh, Richard's on mute. Okay, so we have a special surprise for our fans that participated with us in the chat today. We didn't tell them this ahead of time, but each of you for joining us today in our Google Hangout is going to receive a New Era draft hat, the same one that CJ wore at Radio City last night. He's holding it up right now, and he's going to sign those for you guys, and we're going to mail them out to you after he autographs them. So, CJ,
cool.
CJ, you want to thank the fans for joining us today?
Yeah, thank y'all for having me. Glad to be here. Ready to get to work and make y'all happy.
Yeah.
All right, we appreciate it. And CJ is going to head over down the hall and do his introductory press conference, hold up that number one jersey you see behind him. And you can catch that live streaming on BaltimoreRavens.com starting at 2 o'clock p.m. Thanks to our fans for joining us. Thanks to the fans who tweeted questions. And thank you to CJ Mosley.
Thanks.
Thanks
for joining, CJ.
Thanks.